It's Vodka Friday.
We kind of lost our zest today. We used to be so like, Vodka Friday!
I'm trying to do the countdown with my fingers, and I can't get three fingers to go.
Like, I'm not even going to say what would come out of my mouth that I said before because it's all wrong, Luis.
Then let's do it again. We'll try one for the ages. One, two, three. Happy Vodka Friday!
Yeah, there you go. There, we're back!
Ladies and gentlemen,
as it gets all distorted in your ears, are driving.
Byron,
people are swerving off the road, hitting children.
Right, Jesus Christ, you guys,
running over
grow
dogs.
Up.
Running
it's not that
dogs.
Big a deal. It's a very big deal, by the way. Oh, so you know what we're doing? What
we have a guest first.
Oh, we do, Byron here, but he doesn't want to be mic'd up or anything.
He's gonna
sit in the background and go
and laugh and go, really, guys?
Yeah, you guys are whacked. Yeah, so we're on a campaign. We are on a campaign. We are going to... So here's the thing. Because we are not celebrities, I am in my own mind, but we're not celebrities, so we don't have this great big profile to put behind the brand. But we are... I think we have a cool story, and everything about us is cool, I would say. So, but what we need to do is we need to reach out.
The edge of celebrity.
We're on the cusp of being celebrities. Actually, we're meeting with an agent this week.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. So we'll see how that goes.
We've had people ask for our autographs. That was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, can you autograph my bottle?
But was it to sign the check?
No, yeah. But we've had that, too.
Can you sign that invoice? Just sign this invoice.
No, isn't that funny, though? We're at an LCBO doing a consumer tasting. Can you sign the bottle? I'm like, seriously?
Oh, well, that is kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
I actually got the first bottle...
That we ran?
Yes,
and
I
didn't,
think so.
Did my brother, too, eh?
Kept it.
I wasn't smart enough. Were you?
I drank the alcohol. I kept the bottle.
Oh. My brother won't open his.
Your brother won't open his. Mm-mm. I know.
No.
No, I opened mine. I just kept the bottle.
Yeah, so we have, I will say, we've done all right because we now have three products that the other one's almost through, which is our espresso martini. So we've got our yuzu-flavored vodka. We've got our regular-flavored vodka. And the espresso going in. So, and we don't have the same distribution that we did before. We're working on that, and we have new agents, hopefully, at some point that'll come in. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But what we're going to do is we're going to engage our market, our warm market, and we're going to have you engage your warm market, and so on, and so on, and so on. So we're coming up with a bunch of very sort of obscure, like, why don't you have Vodka Friday? And we're going to be launching this, and we're going to be asking people to reshare it. And we're going to do it. We're doing it right now in Alberta, and we're doing it in Texas right now. So when you see our posts, and they're going to be on our personal as well as everything, we're going to ask you to repost it.
Right.
And we're going to ask you to do something Vodka Friday and see if we can't get, and not just through our own like website and our followers on the Vodka Friday, but our personals as well, we're going to see if we can't make this go viral. Right. And the thing is, first and foremost, our product's outstanding. It is. You're not going to be disappointed if you taste it and get into it, but we need distribution. And the only way for us to get distribution is to build up consumer demand. Well, how do you build consumer demand when you don't have distribution and it's hard to find? So we're going to ask everybody to go into the LCBOs or your liquor control retail stores or your private retail stores, depending on where you're at, what country you're in, whatever. And we're going to ask you to go in and ask them to carry it. And we're going to ask you to keep doing that until they do. And we're going to be doing this for probably, well, we're going to do this sort of intermittently on and off. But we're working on that now, and it should be starting probably next week by the time we finalize what we're going to be posting.
Oh,
and we're going to be posting more regularly and just post it. It's going to be things
posting
like...
Posting on what? Instagram?
Everything. Post
Facebook,
Instagram,
TikTok.
Facebook, TikTok, whatever it is you want to... Whatever it is they want to contribute.
No, but
on that.
What are you guys going to post? What are you guys,
we're going to give you the thing to repost.
Oh.
Like, we're going to...
So how
does
somebody hear about this thing?
Well, that will be, we're going to be posting that on our LinkedIn and in our Instagram and our personal as well as our business ones. And we're going to say, we're asking everybody to help us out. Everybody's interested in the brand. And I feel like, and I would think that they're intrigued by what we're doing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you going to do some video then? Other than just posts. Posts are getting blatantly boring for everybody around the planet. Why do you think of the takeoff of TikTok and the different social media platforms, especially with Instagram? What's
Instagram
it called?
Reels.
We just did three TikToks.
Oh, did
you?
Well, we didn't. We had somebody do them for us, yes.
Yeah, but that's cool.
When are you going to do them? In something like this, wouldn't you want to involve yourself being on the video?
When we can, yeah.
Mm. I think that's something that Don and I, this needs to be a collab for us, both of us to go, okay, how are we going to do this? Because it's got to be both of us
that are talking,
or how we're going to approach this. It'll be a combination of all of it.
You just want a model that's just a spokesman for the day.
No.
We've heard two different versions. We've heard you guys should do it, and then we've heard, you should get the younger set to do it. So, I don't know, maybe a mixture of both.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, you got to blend it because you're not segregated to an age group.
I think it should be female driven.
Well, that's the brand is,
because
right?
The brand is female driven.
Yeah, the brand, well, it is. I mean, but I mean, we don't, I, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, it should be female driven.
It should.
Yeah.
Don't,
I mean,
honestly,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. And
I mean,
you know,
having a couple of guys like Jeff and I goofing around on TikTok trying to promote Vodka Friday doesn't,
we could dress
have the
up
same
as women
impact.
You
as
might.
Chicks?
Just saying, for your demographic, because of vodka.
My demographic, say, because of my rainbow the halo?
Yeah, exactly. We could put you in your flashy little rollerblades and your skirt.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and your rainbow underwear.
All right, all
no,
right.
It was a good look.
It
was a great look.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I mean, it'll be a combination of a bunch of stuff for sure. It'll be, but it'll be more constant than what we're doing because good. I think if we can get the consumer, what is this? What is this? This Vodka Friday. And sort of, if we can build it sort of organically that way, and we're getting people that don't even know us to post it, to share it. So we need everybody's help because you know what? It would be interesting to see if you had everybody involved, there's many people, and you don't have to know us to do this. You just have to believe in the brand and want to be a part of the build.
But, right. That being said, though, so you're going to decide if there, are you going to pick and choose what you want to be reposted on your site, or is anybody's come one, come all?
No, it'll be a teaser ads that we'll be running.
No, no, okay, so I do a video, and I send it. Yep, here's my version of your Vodka Friday video. And then, like with the ones I've already done, but you don't post them on your site, you're picking and choosing.
But if they're tagged, if it's hashtagged at Vodka Friday, it'll collect them, right?
We are controlling the marketing on this. Mm-hmm. We're doing the marketing on it. Mm-hmm. So it'll be generated by us or by, I mean, yeah, if you
so
said I want to do something.
So it can't just be a random person.
They can share it. We're not asking them.
We're not
asking them to write it.
Asking them to make one up.
But they can share their own. But they've got to have a drawback to a hashtag Vodka Friday or something.
Well,
a hashtag will collect everything, right?
No. The whole point is us coming up with these, whether it's us or whoever we use for marketing, and then we put them out there and everybody shares them. That's the point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Share it, right?
Just share them.
It's like you have
great
mascara. No, we're a brand. We have to maintain the integrity of the brand.
And there's certain
certain
regulations on alcohol.
No, because that's
for advertising.
No, I disagree with that. What I've seen on TikTok and what they're even doing on Instagram, they're pushing every alcohol company
okay,
that
hang
I've
on.
Seen.
I'm
from
talking
Canada,
about what we're posting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying everybody's pushing the envelope. I don't think the LCBO or the liquor license.
Well, you can't have people actually drinking a product.
No, but
if
I'm
it
not
comes
saying
from our
that.
Site. That's what I'm saying.
But
there's
on TikTok, you can.
You got to be careful. I think I agree with what they're saying because they got to be careful.
We can on
we
our
allow,
TikTok.
If you allow people,
you can
to,
on your TikTok. To, we cannot on ours.
Right. And then have their like they can't grab your logo and say this is our Vodka Friday and do their silly little shtick because it could be damaging to the brand. So you can't allow people to do that. You can allow them to reshare what you're putting out there for
that's
sure.
Exactly that's exactly what it is.
But you're not going to put it, you're not inviting people to create, tell us what you do on your Vodka Friday and then slap your logo on it. You don't want that because it could be damaging.
It'll be a matter of them, like I said, we'll come up with the ads, and whatever it is, the video, whatever it is that we decide to do. And then we would be saying, like, then, and this will be built up, so we'll be posting on our social media. Here's what we're going to be doing. Please reshare. Ask your friends to reshare. Go into stores.
Okay.
Ask them to carry it. I don't care where you are. It doesn't matter. We can be in these certain states or we're, whatever. We're open to everything. I don't care if you're in the Orient, for Christ's sakes. It doesn't matter because it's on our radar. It doesn't matter. It's like, for instance, so White Claw, of course, they packed up and they went into the U.S. to build. They did it under Malt. And the reason they hit is because somebody put them in a rap song. Mm-hmm. So White Claw went into a rap song in 2019, and the next thing you knew, they were like, mm-hmm. Everybody wanted them. They weren't everywhere then. They weren't everywhere. Maybe we should write a song. Sing a song.
They weren't everywhere?
They weren't. At the time, they weren't.
No, I'm the name of the song.
Oh, right. We're going everywhere. Yeah, we're going to be everywhere, yeah. And that was lucky for them that somebody had bought it, liked it, thought the name was cool, put it into a rap song. And other brands have been launched in country. We really should write a song. I'm telling you, we should do a country song. Anyway,
I think if you did a couple of cute reels that are complimentary to your brand, that
100%
that people like enough that they want to share because it's cute and funny and quirky or whatever. You know, whether it's a couple old ladies sitting in church, on a Sunday and say, fuck this, this is Vodka Friday. Sunday. You know, I mean, something silly. Like, that just speaks of, you know, it could be anything. Like, it could be a Monday night, you know, scout meeting. It's like, oh, it's Vodka Friday. Whatever,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. And that's part of what we'll be doing as well, is getting out of the connotation that Vodka Friday is just for Friday.
It's just for Friday,
we'll be doing Vodka Friday Monday, Vodka Friday Tuesday, Vodka Friday the Thursday, or Wednesday, whatever, and so on. So, no, that's already in the works as well. But this is more of a, let's get everybody posting the stuff that we put on and resharing it. Like, it's like Kat and Nat. Yes. I don't know if you followed them, but they've got 500,000 followers. They're Canadian. And they've made a career, and they're doing special talks and stuff like that of being BFFs and having kids and raising them, blah, 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 right? And but you wouldn't take your own version of Kat and Nat and post it and share it. You take what they're doing and you share it, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're not writing, you're sharing, they're as big as they are because people have shared and liked and followed and all this stuff.
Yeah, and I'm just picturing, like, you know, a mom who just sends her kids off to school at 9 o'clock in the morning and she cracks open the Vodka Friday and says, oh, thank God for Vodka Friday.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Right, you know, like on a Monday or whatever. Yeah.
On
right?
a Monday. Something, and then have her come back on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Exactly, you can almost 100%. Do it daily. It's like, thank God for Vodka Friday. And you can just have a, you know, a day of the calendar, a day of the week kind of thing. It's Monday morning, Tuesday morning.
Yes.
At 8 a.m. or 8:30.
So it'll be very tongue-in-cheek, fun stuff like that. I agree with that. Yeah, 100%. And you could do something like that in a day. But it would be fun. And yeah, the whole point is to create a demand on the brand.
Right.
And it doesn't matter where it gets posted.
It's relatable. It has to be relatable. So people go, oh, that's me. So I click and share it because that's me. This is me.
Oh my God, here I am. Yeah, Vodka Friday. What's Vodka Friday? We want to create that demand. Mm-hmm. So we had a good one that went up today, actually, that was reposted in Calgary. And it was like, hey, Calgary, get your Vodka Friday. Well, they can't. Ah. So now that what they've done is now they've got
a demand.
Yeah, it drives the demand. So now ask for it. Mm-hmm. Ask for it. And then eventually a retailer is going to go, well, we have a meeting this week actually coming up. It's a big meeting with a big retailer out there. And we need them. We have some sponsorships we're doing, and people are asking where they can buy the product. So we need them to sort of jump on board, and hopefully they will.
And my point on that was human nature is you want what you can't have.
Yeah.
Everybody does. Mm-hmm. You know, you go into a store, you want what's sold out. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Pink Whitney. How do you think they made it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I've tasted it. I'm like,
horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. But,
I don't know.
But
they drove demand.
What was the deal on that?
It was Barstool Sports.
Barstool Sports,
yeah.
So Pink Whitney is like, really? This is gross.
So give you an idea.
People lined up for, it was ridiculous to get Pink Whitney.
It was new and hard to find at first.
Exactly. Yeah. And they starved the market. So people were going into, I mean, our market's obviously LCBO. They couldn't find it. When they did, they're buying cases of it when they could get it. Mm. And Pink
Great
Whitney.
Name.
Yeah.
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 Catchy name for sure. Pink Whitney. Cool.
Yeah. And they made, so one year, their best year, Pink Whitney drove the flavored vodka category. They did $75 million in their best year. One product. Mm-hmm. And the category today does $75 million, the entire category of every fall of vodkas. Yeah. So that's how big they got.
But Barstool was like the video side of it.
Barstool
was doing podcasts and YouTube podcasts. Well, you've already had that. You've got that here already.
Yeah, 100%. That's why we started with the podcast.
They were sports guys. So, I mean, you know, got driven by
they've already got some artificial
and
demand.
And they had Gallo. Gallo was the people that owned Pink Whitney. They called him and said, you know what? What the story was, the guy was talking about a drink that his wife liked, which was pink lemonade and vodka.
Oh, okay.
And so they came up with, so Gallo got a hold of him and said, you know what? We could probably make something and whatever. And I think the drink was called a Pink Whitney, and that's where it went. And Gallo are huge. They're a huge alcohol company in the U.S.
Was the guy's wife named Whitney?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
I'm going to assume.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's where that originated. So when we were looking at what we were doing for a company, we said the one thing that, well, we knew podcasts were up and coming and they were getting rolling, and you know that. And then we said, let's start with that as we're building the brand. And I think we've been, I mean, look, we're two chicks from Brantford, Ontario, sort of defying odds, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
But as the company grows, then the marketing grows and all that stuff. And you start putting yourself out there and on everything. And that's sort of, we're almost there, not quite, but we're almost there. We're now the whole positioning of the company becomes much more, call it corporate, without really being corporate,
right?
But now you've got allocated funds that you're doing, okay, we need to, we're going to put this to this event. Like we're not building as as we were in the beginning, and it's not that we're not thankful for what we're doing on a smaller scale, but it's sort of segued a little bigger now, right?
Well, you just have to be careful, too. I mean, you can do every event from here to Timbuktu, mm-hmm. and you're going to blow your brains out, either financially or burn yourself out.
Burn yourself out, yeah.
You have to pick and choose, and not to say we're being... it's not us saying, hey, we're all that. That's not the point. Point is you have to be selective just for your own financial, mm-hmm. and you have to have a return coming out of it, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, so what's the plans for this summer? Are you guys doing festivals?
Get rich, sell the company, and fuck off to Europe, right? Yeah.
Okay, well. we wrapped that up pretty quick.
Yeah, we're doing Crew Fest again.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And this year it's a two-day event, I believe July 19th and 20th.
Cool. Was it 2 days last year?
It was, they had a little pre-thing on the Friday night.
Yeah.
This year it's an entire concert on Friday, on Saturday.
Nice.
And the lineup is
I know
really
seen the
19th
lineup.
And
we
20th
about it.
Of July.
We talked
yeah.
about the lineup of who's yeah. coming. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they've got a good lineup.
So we're doing
so
that.
Go
yeah.
buy
and
your
we're
tickets,
sponsors
everybody.
For NSA, National Slow Pitch Association. Brantford. In Ontario, actually across Canada, but we don't have distribution across Canada. So predominantly they come out of Alberta and Ontario?
Yeah.
Ontario. So we have our vodkas for Alberta, and then we have vodka and coolers for Ontario. So that'll be a big there'll
big
be
play.
Some big
yeah.
events there. We've got some cool
Glenhurst?
Shit going on. No.
Not doing Glenhurst?
Nope.
No.
Bear Springs Fest?
No. They've done that a couple of years ago. Yeah.
No.
A couple of years now. So it's time to go into a different venue,
it's a cool thing to attend. It's expensive for us, which
yeah.
is fine, mm-hmm. and the only reach we get really is our already warm
it's
market.
Already warm,
so
yeah.
again,
not that we don't want to support local and warm mm-hmm. and market, and we 110% do. It just you have to be mm-hmm. financially.
And there's other festivals out there. There's other events. There's other things.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, well, I think we'll spend a lot of time on golf courses this year, to be honest.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of tastings, a lot of tournaments that we do a tent at, and people can buy the product there. So we're getting some really good traction with golf courses.
Keep in mind, too, we are headed into the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be, I'm hoping that we are at retail somewhere in the U.S. by May 1st.
And that could mean a festival or two there, too.
Yeah, it could mean going down.
It could
and
mean a lot of meetings with chains
yes.
and, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, and the U.S. is, our agency, they had a meeting last week, and they're like, let's go. Collectively, there's, I think, eight different reps that work, that are all part, or eight different, I don't want to call them reps, agents that all work collaboratively.
Collaboratively.
Thank
collaboratively.
You. Yeah. Together. And it was funny because when I talked to the guy that we're dealing with out of California, he said, this is the first brand we've all of us unanimously mm-hmm. are behind and excited
oh,
about.
Good.
First time ever.
Oh, good.
That's huge. Like, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps telling me that we're right. And you know what? We're taking some stuff back in-house and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I mean, is it easy? No. Are we running around like crazy people again? Yeah. But you know what? It's the alcohol industry. It's not like we're selling beard oil. Like,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I don't even know where that came
random.
From.
I'm not going to ask.
Not to pick on beard oil companies, because, you know, we're looking for sponsors.
There could be a collab. Yeah, there could be a collab. You want to come on our podcast? Anyway, no, it's pretty funny, actually. So that's kind of what we're doing. So the other thing we're doing, too, is we're doing this inclusivity course that we're taking, and there's some things that we've come across. Which brings me to the podcast today, that are not that you don't know the origins of them. So we're saying them and throwing them out there, but the origin of them has a different connotation that
right.
people might be sensitive to.
Right, yeah.
Not that we're going to get into those per se, but there's a lot of different things.
Some are silly, though. Some of those are silly. Like,
yeah.
When you think about them, you think,
yeah.
why do we even say that? Because it is kind of offensive.
And nobody, but
and nobody,
and nobody knows where it,
it
came from.
Nobody even thinks
no.
about it.
So I thought, you know what? Let's do a couple of these and see if
sure.
you guys know where they came from.
Okay.
And then I've got the answers to where they came from.
Okay.
So one of them is, cat got your tongue. Anybody know where that originated?
Cat got your tongue.
Because babies slept with their tongues out and the cat would get it.
No, it has nothing to do with cats, to be honest.
I don't know. That sounds...
Do you know? Anyone know?
No, I don't.
So this one has to do with, there's two ones. The English Navy used to flog with this cattle tails.
Cat-o-nine tails.
Cat-o-nine tails. Yes. And it would sick leave bastard. The people on the receiving end, it would leave them speechless. Cat got your tongue.
Oh, God.
Or Egypt, where the liars' tongues were cut out as punishment and fed to the cats.
Cats, yeah.
It's gross.
Well, I was thinking Egypt as soon as you said it, because I knew cats were... there was
sacred.
A, yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. So, but I didn't know the association.
It's amazing
it, so.
The kinky people at the table knew the cat of nine tails. Hmm.
Yeah. The kinky people, what do you mean?
Oh, that's what that is? It's a whip, right? No. The walls have ears.
The walls have ears. Hmm.
I don't know.
So, in the Louvre... palace in yep. France. It was believed to have a network of listening tubes so that it would be possible to hear everything that was said in different rooms. People say that is how the Queen Catherine de Medici discovered political secrets and plots.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Walls have
so you should put some holes in your walls and some listening devices so we can hear
we'll leave
everything
that for
everywhere.
You, Jeff.
Yeah, yes. No, don't be alone.
How about bury the hatchet? Any idea?
Nancy Borden.
Comes from America.
Nancy Borden?
Nope.
Nancy, after it? She killed her parents or whatever it
Lizzie
was.
Borden.
She,
Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden
had an axe.
Hit
gave
the axe.
Her father 40
bucks.
When she saw what she had
done, she gave her mother 41.
No.
Like
no. So this one was, during negotiations between the Puritans and Native American men, they would bury all their weapons, making them inaccessible.
Hmm. Oh. That's...
I figured it was
the
before
hatchet.
The Lizzie Borden time, because that was probably in the, what, 40s, 50s? Lizzie Borden?
No, Lizzie Borden was in the 1800s.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yeah, yeah,
I didn't know that. Okay.
I didn't even know about that. I feel like there's
really?
Some days that I feel like I'm a genius, and there's other days that I feel like I'm stupid.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
There's no in between with me.
Yeah. Remember that movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Montgomery started
no,
the movie.
No, there's no in between with me.
You've never heard of Lizzie Borden?
No.
It was the nursery rhyme.
I feel like because I went to the French school. I missed a lot. cold feet.
Cold feet. It's because back in the day you had no heat in your bedroom, so your feet would get cold.
Right. So the connotation is loss of nerve or confidence, right? Right. You have
right.
cold feet. You've lost
yes.
nerve. So it originates from a military term. Warriors who had frozen feet were not able to rush into battle.
Because they froze in their feet.
Mm-hmm. They put a baked potato in their bed.
Huh.
Right. Big wig.
Big wig. Big wig.
So that's like an important person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Big wig.
This goes back to the 18th century.
Yeah, because men used to wear
they
those
big
white wigs or whatever.
Big wigs, yes.
Exactly.
So the bigger the wig,
the more important
the
you are.
The dude.
It's like a chef's hat.
Right.
The bigger the hat, the more important you are as a chef.
Little
right?
do we know now, it means nothing.
It means nothing.
Feet.
Caught red-handed. So, of course, that is to indicate a person that's been discovered in or just after an act of doing something wrong or illegal. That's
okay.
what the conduct. So, caught red-handed. So,
but what would they have
mean?
Done?
Where'd it come from?
Well, there was an old law stating that if someone butchered an animal that didn't belong to him, he would only be punished if he was caught with blood
on
his
hands.
On
his hands, yeah.
If one was caught with the meat but his hands were clean, he would not be punished.
Huh.
Because the other guy got
caught.
Because
he didn't prove
right.
that he did it.
Right.
Fascinating.
So you know what? Really? The moral of that story is you should wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
If you're doing something wrong, right? Or not.
Get the bleach out.
So after you
there are days where I think I'm really fucking funny, too, and today's not one of them. Just saying. Raining cats and dogs. Obviously means raining very hard.
Yeah. Outrageous.
I've heard this one before.
Yeah,
I,
me
I
too. Where did
it
come
yeah.
from? I can't remember.
Oh, I can't. The suspense is killing me. Rita, please tell.
Yeah.
The... Okay, it has two stories that try to explain its origin. The first explanation says that the origin of this phrase comes from Norse mythology, where cats would symbolize heavy rain and dogs were associated with the god of storms, Odin. The second, so okay, obviously their thing. The second version says that in the 16th century England, houses that had thatched roofs, which were one of the few places where animals were able to get warm. Sometimes when it would start raining heavily, roofs would get slippery and cats and dogs would fall off, making it look like it was raining cats and dogs.
Fascinating. These are Vodka Friday fascinating facts.
How did a dog get up on the roof?
Well, that's
they don't explain.
Cat, I get. Dog.
Yeah. No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
Well,
maybe somebody said, watch this.
Run and jump.
Yeah. What?
Well, Jim Carrey, when he was the Grinch, he had a dog. And he was on a roof.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that
yeah,
matters.
You're right. Yeah.
Blood is thicker than water. So that's family relationships and loyalty are the strongest, most important ones. Okay.
Because it is?
Yeah. Even though many might think this saying means that we should put family ahead of friends, it actually meant the complete opposite. The full phrase actually was, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. And it referred to warriors who shared the blood they shed in battles together. These blood brothers were said to have stronger bonds than biological brothers.
Oh.
Wow. So we're saying it all wrong.
We are.
So yes. Let's cut our palms and shake hands.
So when you say blood is thicker than water, what you're saying is blood brothers are a stronger bond than
like
real brothers.
They've spilled blood together.
Real brothers.
That's right. Yeah.
What was that movie when Clint Eastwood... he was, what was he? Jesse? No. What was the one when he meets in the he meets with the native chief? You ever see that? I gotta remember the name. I'm dumb. Move ahead.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. So finding fault with someone that has been received as a gift or favor. Finding fault with something. Right. Okay. Right. You get a gift and whatever. Okay.
It's not just a gift. It could be somebody that helps you out with something, and then you complain about it, right?
Yeah.
Like myself.
So while buying a horse, people would determine the horse's age and condition based on its teeth and then decide whether they want to buy it or not. This is the reason why people use this saying to say it is rude to look for flaws in a thing that was given to you as a gift.
Oh, okay. So if somebody gives you a horse, it's rude for you to look at its teeth to see what kind of quality it is.
You should just accept the horse.
Don't look at a gift horse in the mouth.
So if I come over and help...
Oh, I get it. Right. So determine its age or condition based on...
Thanks for the horse.
Thanks for the horse.
Yeah. Even if it might die tomorrow.
Even though it's a deadbeat and I see the... Yeah.
Tomorrow it's going to the
moon
factory.
And I'm
going
to have to feed it and it won't do anything valuable for me.
Bite the bullet. Decide to do something difficult or unpleasant that one has been putting off or hesitating over.
Well, they used to
did they bite down on a bullet when they were...
When they were getting operations
surgery
in the old days.
Yeah, surgery. During surgery, they would have to bite down on a bullet.
Before they had morphine.
Donna's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bite down on bullets to distract himself from the pain in surgery. Yeah. Yep. Turning a blind eye. Pretend not to notice. I have a feeling this is going to be...
Turning a blind eye. So if I turn a blind eye and I'm pretending not to notice, you got me on the edge of my seat. Please tell me.
It is believed that this phrase originates with naval hero Horatio Nelson, who used his blind eye to look through his telescope. This way, he was able to avoid signals from his superior who wanted him to withdraw from battle. He attacked, nevertheless, and was victorious.
Huh.
Because he turned a blind eye.
Yeah. What's his name? Horatio what?
Horatio.
Horatio Nelson.
Horatio Nelson.
Famous British.
You didn't know that?
I'm not a war geek.
It's all right.
Barking up the wrong tree.
Barking up the wrong tree. Hounds will do that sometimes. They think I got a raccoon tree.
So if you're barking up the wrong tree, you're basically
there's
means...
A dog would bark up the tree
if there was something up there that it wanted.
Don't come after me.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, don't come after me, and they continue barking
when the thing's left.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. Fuck, Donna, you're on fire. One for the road. A final drink before leaving the place. That should be good for us.
That's a vodka Friday favorite.
Because you get thirsty on the road. So you need one for the road.
Oh. During the Middle Ages, the condemned ones were taken through what today is known as Oxford Street to their execution. During this final trip, the cart would stop, and they would be allowed to have one final drink before
the road.
On the road. What the fuck was wrong with people way back then? Like, was it not gruesome?
I don't know. Back in the 70s, we used to have roadies.
What?
We had a roadie.
No, she's talking about them...
Travelers. Yeah, we'd have travelers.
Taking the road to get killed.
Oh.
Well, the one for the road, because back in those days, they're going to get hung. They're going to be hanged... So they get through town square.
It's like their last meal in jail.
Yeah, people throw rotten vegetables
like
out of them.
Like, it seemed they were gruesome. Like,
give them a drink.
I don't know. It is kind of gruesome, but they didn't live very old back then.
No.
When marriage was discovered, I always said my philosophy is if somebody said to you today, hey, I got a great idea, meet somebody and spend the rest of their life with them, you'd go, I'm not doing that, if it wasn't invented. But it was invented when people died in their 40s.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they'd get married in the early teens,
12,
right?
Yeah. Anyway, honeymoon. You know where that came from?
Because of the color of the moon at certain times of the year was prevalent and led towards when people have more of a tendency to get married.
Ah, nope.
Okay.
According to tradition, a newlywed couple would have to drink a beverage with honey for an entire month for fertility and good luck.
Honey's full of vitamin B, by the way. It's very good for you.
Honey is the only food that doesn't perish
ever. That would be correct.
I know. Yes. I read that earlier today. I don't know why.
You know, I've known that a lifetime.
I'm sure you have.
It gets bitter though, doesn't it?
No,
doesn't it get bitter?
It crystallizes.
Crystallizes. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It does, and you can melt it down back to its original state.
Yeah, that's true.
But honey is full of vitamins. People, I'm not going to have it because it's sweet. It's actually super good for you.
Gloria's significant other makes honey. So I got some
of homemade.
He makes maple syrup. Maple syrup. Does he make honey as well?
No, I think his son does honey. Grab that. Open up that door right there.
Who? Patrick?
Patrick, yeah. Up there, that little jar right up there.
So yeah. Cody does honey?
Yeah, I think the son-in-law or the son.
Oh, so you know what? It might be the son-in-law. The son. Or the There's son. Oh, Patrick's son. Patrick's oh, his son. Other son. Yes, I'm yes. sorry.
So this you know is what? Called Horner Creek Gold. So he has bees, so he nice. Makes them at the farm there.
So
because homemade really honey is actually better.
Yeah, and
is better
why
than
did you get some and we didn't? Like,
I feel like we should call her now
because I,
and put her
I
on.
Because I give my hockey tickets to them.
Oh, you work with her.
I give her my hockey
tickets. I want some too, but I can't use the same spoon.
No, because I have pneumonia.
Why? But she needs honey on it.
I'm just going to pass the
He's not going to drip it over the mist.
You guys deal with it.
Oh, my God.
Can I do it to you?
Do what?
Nothing.
Do you know that honey, if you have allergies, seasonal allergies, if you eat honey from the area that you have the allergies from, you build immunity. Did you know that?
Because it's filled with...
The shit you're allergic to.
Now, I do have a question. I use a lot of honey. I try to buy homemade because...
Unpasteurized.
Yes, because store-bought is not as good for you.
It's more refined, yeah. You can buy unpasteurized in the grocery store.
Yeah, but it's more expensive. But I did hear this. You tell me if it's true. Somebody, I thought I had read that if you put it in tea, everybody seems to put it in tea, but it's supposed to take, well, yes, but I'm told it takes out some of the nutritional value of it because it gets burned off with the heat. Now, I don't know how true that is.
I would disagree. Because the water's boiling when you put your, you're going to put it in, not when the water's boiling. I'm going to say, I think that's not true.
That's pretty good honey.
It is good honey, eh?
It's delicious.
Yeah, I know.
You can taste the difference in it, eh?
That's really yum.
Between natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so anybody who has allergies, buy local honey because it's supposed to build immunity to them.
And there's a lot of variations of honey from different flowers, and the taste difference is incredible.
I have a question.
How do you know that the honey comes from different flowers?
Because it says what it's
from. I know, but how would they know that the bee didn't just go all random, all willy-nilly
dandelions? I'm going to guess that they farm it. So
yeah,
they
probably farm
have
flowers.
Specific flowers, but are right by the bees.
Right by the bees, yeah.
Is there anything, could you add honey to vodka?
Huh? Yeah,
I wonder if you could make a honey vodka. Or I've never
seen
honey
whiskey. There's
I know, but I've never
rye.
Seen a honey vodka. Maybe that's a new trend.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it lends itself.
And what would
to
you
that
do with
flavor
it?
Component?
No, I agree.
I think it.
Or a honey cooler. You've never seen honey coolers.
You ever make yourself a? Thank you, Byron.
Actually,
have you ever made yourself a hot toddy with whiskey and lemon and hot water and honey? It's a cure all
for
a
cold.
I got to tell you.
Annika Sorenstein, the golfer, owns a cooler company that is all based around honey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That is very true.
Yeah. Yeah. She does. So they. I don't know whether she's using malt or whether they're using vodka. I suspect it's probably malt, but because the states seem to be very malt-based.
Yeah.
Anyway, break a leg. You know where that came from?
Oh, yeah. Somebody in a theater broke their leg. It has something to do with theater.
It does, for sure. It's believed that the phrase dates to World War I Germany and a saying used by German actors, whatever, it doesn't matter, which translates to a broken neck and a broken leg. Besides that, it doesn't make sense. Why would you wish someone to break a leg? Well, as it turns out, popular folklore down through the ages encouraged people to wish others bad luck since it was believed that wishing someone good luck would tempt evil spirits. So you guessed it. People started wishing each other to break a leg in order for them not to break one. Now, the other version of this I've heard is when you wish somebody to break a leg, what do you do when you break your leg? You get it cast. So by getting it cast, you end up in the cast. So you break a leg. That's the other thing I've heard about
to
it.
To get in the cast.
Right? Mm-hmm.
But to be in a play, you get the part.
Yeah.
You know what else is really super good for you that reminds me of honey is blackstrap molasses. Not refined molasses, but blackstrap.
Oh, yeah.
Super healthy for you. My dad used to
eat... I think I have some. Let's pull it out of the camera.
My dad used to eat a ta- tablespoon of it every day.
Blackstrap molasses?
Blackstrap molasses.
I feel today like I know nothing.
And it's very bitter. It kind of would remind you of what Guinness beer would taste like. It's very bitter.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I love it, molasses, personally, but I grew up on it.
I do have some molasses. I don't think it's black.
I make a homemade garden fertilizer, and I add molasses. Sometimes I put some maple syrup, a little bit of ammonia, and a little bit of pop, and I mix it up, and then you just dilute it into your water that you're mixing it in. And I don't know. It's supposed to do wonders for your flowers.
Does it work?
Yeah, what I think this? It does. I'll put a little. I've got the actual recipe at home, but it's got some ammonia. You can use maple syrup or molasses, but molasses has a stronger kick to it. And I mix that up, and I'll put a little bit of plant food and then water and some pop or coke. Usually of one full can, and it just becomes like a plant fertilizer. I heard about it on...
TikTok?
Nope, way before TikTok. It was on PBS. Oh. PBS television one night. And
who watches PBS?
I do.
I like it.
Do you?
C-SPAN?
No, I haven't watched it
before. I wouldn't know where to find it. Like no,
yeah, it's always
Channel
always
2.
Very interesting programs.
But it's all documentaries and shit, so it was always
But I was watching this one night, and this guy was giving this orator about how to make homemade garden fruit.
Are you going to plant your garden again so I can come pick stuff this year?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Maybe. Somebody else should.
I'm going to finish with this one because this is me riding shotgun.
Oh, my God. Read it.
Comes from riding in a wagon. Somebody
Byron
has to,
knows the answer.
Somebody has to man the reins while somebody rides the shotgun to protect
the people,
the goods,
so they can shoot the gun.
Goods. Somebody has to ride shotgun.
Because Rita
in the wagon.
When we double date,
they can't.
You're my wing
somebody
girl.
Somebody has to hold the reins. Right?
Like Rita doesn't even have to say anymore.
Something like that. The expression refers true. Actually, I got picked up the other day. Somebody was in the front seat. They went into the back. I go, "What are you doing?" I get where you sit. I went, "Oh my God." Anyway, this expression refers to the passenger of an old-fashioned stagecoach. You are correct.
There you go.
Who sat next to the driver with a shotgun to protect from the attackers and robbers along the way.
There you go.
There is no evidence to suggest the expression was actually used in times of the Wild West, but most likely came about much later on when media and films began to romanticize the period.
Well, that would be kind of funny back in the 1800s.
Shotgun!
Shotgun! They jump in the wagon and they go, fuck.
Yeah. Fuck, I just shotgun.
Now I gotta drive.
You're buying.
I'd be riding stagecoach. Right?
Oh my God.
So, back to this double date.
Oh no, that was last week.
That was last week.
I know, we're still
not set up for
you. We haven't solidified all the rules though.
Yeah, okay, what are the rules then? All right, back to the double date.
I think we should go bowling.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
We'll do 5-pin because it's easier.
5-pin for sure. Yeah. Okay. 10-pin, you just embarrass yourself.
I wouldn't. 5-pin, I would embarrass myself.
No.
10-pin. No, I bowled four. What makes you think that I'm not athletic?
Just, I don't know.
Okay, or if you don't want to go bowling, we could go axe throwing. Or to escape room.
Oh, God.
Or.
Remember, it's a double date.
Can we just go get drunk somewhere?
Go wall climbing.
No. No. I have a real... I've horseback ride in my life, for sure. I'm not athletic, by the way.
No.
I'm actually a pretty good golfer. I'm a decent skier.
You are a good golfer.
I'm a great squash player. Like,
Pickleball.
No. Pickleball's
fun. Do you want a pickleball double date?
No. No, because you know what? Then you get sweaty and shit like that. I want to go somewhere where I can drink my nerves... And I don't want to drive.
You can drink at bowling.
Yeah, exactly. Bowling's fine.
I'm there.
Bowling's
fine. What's that have to do with anything?
Because I'm mature.
Oh, my God.
But you can't eat, like, their shitty pizza or anything. You have to have decent food first.
You know what? I got to look out for the girl, too. Jesus Christ. I'm worried about myself. She ain't worried about me. The woman could bonk me on the head, drag me out in the alley, and fuck me and leave me. And Rita wouldn't... Where's Jeff? Who gives a fuck, she'd say.
I'm calling an Uber. He's not here. Fuck him.
And he paid for the drinks.
Yeah.
Can somebody grab his wallet?
I'm sorry. Jeff was with us?
But really, what other date... activities are there?
I don't know.
We're not going to the movies.
Karaoke. Just kidding.
Fuck. Yeah, you said you wouldn't do that.
You can't do because you can't talk.
Can't do karaoke. No.
Or we
can do it later on at night.
No.
Did you say going for a walk? What?
Who could go?
What?
No.
Last time I put on rollerblades, I almost killed myself.
That's a good one. These are roller skates.
No.
They're different than blades, basically.
You know what? On a first date?
No, that's
Rita,
weird.
We're making this. Okay.
What if I hurt myself and break something?
I'm there.
Oh, yeah. That I'll doesn't give me
any.
I don't
know.
I have a
go
cane.
On a bike ride. Go
no,
for a
just,
walk.
You know what? Bowling's fine. Bowling's fine. Okay. Bowling and karaoke. We'll do it. If it goes well. If not, I'll go, look at that. First game's over. Gotta go. and then I'm gonna text you and go, you're an idiot. My Uber's here.
But he's going to vet whoever it is through me first.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
All right. Yeah.
But I, you know what? Good luck finding someone who doesn't know me.
I already have somebody
in mind. She's going
out
of town, dude.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Exactly.
No, I don't. Because it's usually 6 degrees of separation.
She didn't say she was going to be an easy job. Yeah, good luck
but
to you.
They
good
have to have arms and legs and things.
Yeah.
Things.
Like, yeah.
No more. I can't do. And no stupid questions like favorite shapes, favorite colors. Huh. Mm-hmm. I can't do that anymore.
I think people just ask questions because it.
If you were.
Hang on. Let me finish.
Sorry.
I think people ask questions just because. And it might be a stupid question, you know, like what's your favorite color? Just because it's, you know, you're trying to make conversation.
I know.
Right? And you don't want dead airspace. So the easiest thing to do is ask somebody questions because you know the answers.
Has anybody ever asked you your favorite shape?
Shape? No, that's weird.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I had one.
Yeah, she missed that podcast, so yes. She didn't get to hear
yeah.
that crazy.
Yeah, shape is odd.
Yeah.
Shape.
Like,
yeah.
What's
color
your favorite
I kinda
shape?
Get.
What's your favorite color?
Primary color.
Primary color. Like, do you have a primary color favorite? Like,
I no.
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 I see.
Yeah.
I don't even what's like even then like
black. They're gonna what's your favorite color? I'm gonna go black.
That's not a color.
That's not a primary color. Well, this could be interesting if we end up pulling this off. And
we're gonna make it happen. It's gonna be fun.
It could be about,
are you coming?
Be about,
I might be
I
a couple aisles
help.
Over.
I think it'd be hilarious if you actually hooked
film
up
it.
With whoever and you actually found your significant others. That
right?
would be even fucking better.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes.
What's that?
If you actually you're
found
not focused.
Your,
no, I am now.
You found your,
have you
your
actually found
other?
Your significant other? That
Jeff and Rita
like
went
Jeff
on
set you
go.
Up and it worked out. And
that'd be so weird.
Got married and had a puppy and, you know.
Got married and had a puppy. Oh, <yeah. laughs> Hey.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'd be able to even like I don't know. That would be a great story, right? Fuck.
It could be exciting.
You were on a date where we were there.
Oh my god.
Puppy.
Yeah. Poor bugger.
Yeah. I think that'd be funny.
It's we'll, a new boyfriend.
Dave and I and a couple other we'll be a couple lanes down.
Yeah, that's right. We'll play yeah. the couple lanes down.
And we'll Ooh. Pretend we don't
wonder what's going over there. They look like they might be on a double date that they don't know the other person. I can just see it now.
Oh my god, it would be pretty funny.
Oh yeah, for you.
We should film those.
I mean, no, we can pretend we don't know them.
Exactly, just yeah. ignore them. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be easy to do. Hi, Donna, Dave.
Come over and meet our new friend.
Yeah, come over, please, and let this idiot set me up. Oh my god.
Could be fun.
It could be.
I'm going to make it happen.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to make sure you already have somebody in mind. I'm going to make sure.
Thank you.
This one can
yep.
find somebody
know,
that's reasonable.
Does she know them?
No, I don't have anybody.
Are you kidding? If she did, it would be not an option.
I'm just trying to think, will I be able to stop laughing the entire evening?
Yeah.
Am I going to sit there and go?
I may show up drunk, actually.
But this girl, do you think that she'd be a good match for him?
It's a possibility match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, really?
Good, because you got to try and be
no,
serious about 100%, it,
100%.
Right? You don't think that this is a match. Let's not go through
no, I'm absolutely not going to be an idiot
okay,
about
me
it.
Too.
I do have somebody
not
in mind.
Either.
Yeah,
I have
no,
somebody
I mean,
in mind. I
yes.
think I know he'll be attracted to her.
Okay.
And I think she might be attracted to him. I think she's looking for somebody who's funny and fun and stuff like that. I think her life's been fairly serious up to this point. So,
so is mine.
Yeah.
So is mine. I'm looking for serious.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do that to him.
But does she have her shit together? Because Jeff
God,
has
completely.
Shit together.
Wait.
That was last year.
Remember.
That was a hell in a handbasket.
No,
there's
no.
another expression for you.
You missed a good one.
Yeah, where does this...
I have no more issues. I have syndromes
oh,
now.
Right.
Oh, right,
syndromes.
Yeah.
So you have issues, you're a red flag. Syndrome, Oh, you poor bastard.
Oh, everybody feels bad for you.
Oh. Well, you know, when that's I was born play. This way.
Thank you.
And I've got rid of all my issues.
I want to know, where did the phrase get your shit together come from?
I don't know.
Well, let's Google that.
Or
so you don't going have to hell use in diapers. A
handbasket. Yeah, hell in a handbasket.
Well,
there
were
right.
fun ones. I don't know.
That's a good one. I'm curious.
That's right.
I'll Google the hell in the handbasket. You do right. that one.
In case anybody's wondering why it's quiet, we're...
It's probably because when you say, if your shit's not together, it's kind of messy, right?
It's runny.
It's messy. It's messy. So if you're not together, you're a mess.
You're a mess.
You're a mess. So having your shit together means that's you're like, solid.
I think the
you're
hell
solid
the...
shit.
I'm a solid dump kind of guy. And who wants a messy poop?
That's right. I've been there. That was last weekend. It was gross.
Oh.
Oh. So in case anybody didn't know, we overshare.
Well, it's a guy thing.
Right?
Sorry.
We should do a podcast on shit. Not that shit. But fuck. Shit is like the word fuck. Like you use it so many different places.
Fuck that's that. True. We should just do fuck again.
We did. Like that was funny.
Okay, in the 19th century, the phrase has been found associated with the American gold rush of the 1840s, where men were lowered by hand in baskets down mining shafts to set explosives, which could have deadly consequences.
Oh, hell in a hand basket. There you go.
Oh, that's fascinating. I never knew that one.
Okay, so get your shit together. Hang on. So it has gained popularity for its straightforward message. Although its exact origin is uncertain, it is believed to have emerged in the late 20th century, most likely as a variation of the phrase "get your act together." Over time, it evolved into a more colorful version we know today.
Okay, so yeah. I was right.
Well, yeah. Somebody says it's kind of an offhanded compliment, and somebody says "get your shit together." It means you're messy.
It means you're messy. Messy. You're messy right now. Get your shit together.
And I have been messy over the years.
Yeah. I've been there for a lot of it. Yeah.
Well, we're going to double date
together. What about the phrase hot mess? Where does that come from? Hot mess.
I don't know. Hang on.
She can't type. She's going to Google it.
Hang on, yeah.
What was
one series?
What was one we had last week? Was Blowjob Thursday?
Blowjob
It was Steak and Blowjob Day.
Steak and Blowjob Day.
Steak and Blowjob Day.
You know, hey, I always forget that one.
Where did the phrase hot mess come from?
I found this on the web.
Siri's not on our podcast.
History of hot mess. Hang on. Oh, it's a big, long thing. Has been called up to designate various unmanageables in both human...
It's a hot mess. Sounds like it's just a hot mess.
It doesn't say.
There should be a drop down where it says origin.
Hot mess originally referred to a mess that was literally hot. Mess in this case being related to the kind served in a mess hall. Before it was anything else, mess was a word for a quantity of food. It traces back to the Latin missus, meaning coarse at a meal. Later, it referred to a prepared dish of specifically hot, soft food, and a hot mess was originally a hot dish of such food.
There you go.
Hot dish.
There you go, folks. You tune in.
It's like an entire page. That was just a condensed version.
Hot dish in a mess hall. So when I call you a hot mess,
dish in a mess
you're just a hot dish in a mess hall.
Do it again. Do it again, Dave. Call me hot mess again. Do it again. I got to go home and dream about that.
Yes, we can double date.
On that note, we got to wrap things up.
Rita?
Yeah.
You're a hot mess.
No, it doesn't do the same. doesn't do the same.
You're such a hot mess.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
That's creeping her out.
Right?
We do it, bro.
We got to wrap it up. Anyway, so if you wanted all the useless information for the rest of the month, you've got it here tonight. So thank you for listening. But anyways, like, follow, share, everybody. Cheers and happy Vodka Friday.
Happy Vodka Friday.
Hey.